If you don't know now, you do know Guns, the Gun Show. We go from Madison Square Garden to, I believe, across the country. One of my favorite people I can call, and one of my best friends. His name is Jonathan. Jonathan Cook, without an H or with an H. Fred the Sickest Kid's lead singer. What's up, buddy? Been a while.
That has been a while. I thought we were friends, but then, you know, it's been several months since you've called me or texted me. Everything you call or text about is alcohol-related.
Oh.
So, you know, I don't think that comes as a surprise to many of your fans out there, but I do have to say it is coming from across the country.
Right.
Burbank, California, live and in your face.
Very cool, very cool. Now, Burbank, because why? Because I think you guys are working on some new tunes, right?
Man, I'm not allowed to scoop anything tonight, so you're not going to get anything out of me.
Well, you guys have been in the studio. Let's I just got a text message.
I can't answer that one way or the other. Not!
Talk about it, man. You guys are in the studio. Yeah. Arguably your best album, I hear.
Dude, it's so funny that this interview comes today because we just left the studio about 2 hours ago with the listening party with our label, our A&R.
Right.
And the head of our label,
Fearless Records, shout out, ballin'.
Young pimp Bob Becker in the house.
Right.
So we had the listening party today. The label came up. They got to hear the songs that we're turning in, and they accepted every single song.
Yeah!
Except one. So we got to write two more songs. And we'll be done, but they freaking loved 11 of the songs, so I can go ahead and say it's going to be a 12-song album.
So sick, dude. Congrats on that. I know the whole, because for those that don't know, as you speak here with Fred the Sickest Kids, Jonathan Cook, you guys have dealt with stuff in the past with labels, and, you know, I really love the last album, but I know that you guys have put your heart and soul into this album and put the last almost 2 years of your life into it. So that's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
That's got to be a great feeling.
Dude, I'll tell you one of the song titles is called Chin Up Kid. It's one of my favorite songs, so look out for the song called Chin Up Kid.
Very cool.
I got to say one thing, man. If I could describe this record in one word, I would say we made a rock album. And this is nothing but rock, and it's right back to what everyone loved from Underdog Alma Mater days. So I think this will be... This will be a really, really big deal for our band. I mean, it's looking like it's tentatively going to come out the last week of June right now.
Okay.
We're pushing for June 24th as a release date.
Okay.
And we'll be on the Warped Tour entire summer.
All summer. Kevin Devine, Kevin Lyman, the man, the myth, and the legend. Great for you guys to be back on this, dude. Hell yes.
Dude, it's going to be a big summer for us, and you know, we kind of have the choice to decide, do we want to release this in May before Warped Tour and have it popping on Warped Tour, or do we want to be, like, pumping it up on Warped Tour and for it to come out kind of in the middle? So, you know, the first little bit of Warped Tour, we'll be pumping up the album release, getting kids psyched, and then it'll come out about the third week of Warped Tour, which couldn't be more exciting for our band.
Definitely. It's twitter.com/officialFTSK, twitter.com/IamJonathanCook. Dude, I'm excited for you. Now, let's talk about L.A. as well and California because the Grammys were just over there. You guys performed also outside the Super Bowl or during the Super Bowl weekend. What's up?
Yeah, so every year, if you've been to a Super Bowl, you know that the week before they do the big NFL experience where families and kids can pay like $25 to get in this NFL experience where it's usually in a convention center right around the Super Bowl and... It's where the players go, and they do clinics.
Right.
You can see all the Super Bowl rings, the Lombardi Trophy. We were there on media day, opening day of it. We played opening day ceremonies for all the kids. About 3,000 people we played for inside the NFL experience. 2,500 of them were kids from the New Orleans area that they bust in with the NFL Play 60 campaign. And so it was absolutely awesome, man. Andrew Luck and Jimmy Graham and Rob Gronkowski were all
Gronk,
there.
Gronk, my boy, baby. Gronk.
Yeah.
The only good thing about the Patriots is Gronk by far. Hell yeah.
Absolutely, man. It was crazy because the mayor of New Orleans spoke, and then the owner of the Saints spoke, and then Andrew Luck spoke and walked off stage, came up to me, went out of his way, came up to me and gave me daps and said, y'all will kill it up there. This crowd's crazy. So
nice.
It was a pretty crazy experience because we got to do the theme song of NFL Rush Zone TV show. alongside Gronkowski's on the show, Drew Brees is on the show. So, you know, we got to meet some of those guys, and seeing them again at the NFL Experience was such an awesome thing. And, you know, the song's doing really well. We Are the Guardians.
Right.
The song is out now on iTunes. If you want to go check it out, just type in Forever the Sickest Kids, We Are the Guardians.
Let me say this, dude. It makes me so happy to hear your voice and also the pep and the enthusiasm, because let's be honest, you know, some people were wondering, all right, what's the deal with Fred the Sickest Kids? That's why when I wanted to put you on tonight, because it has been a while since you guys have put something out, and then you put out the album, and then the label that you put it out on pretty much dissolved. Not because of you guys. Everybody that was on the label got effed over. Yeah. All right, you know, and it sucked because it's like, all right, we just put this out. What do we do? And you guys toured and continued it, but it feels good now. You're on Fearless Records. We love everybody over there, Joyce and Heather, everybody over at Fearless. And you're coming out with new songs right now that you guys are really stoked on.
Dude, I'll tell you one thing, man. When we made the full-length album and worked our butts off to put that out, and then there was no label, it was like, holy cow, we just spent a year working on an album that has no label to push it. And so, you know, we've worked even harder on this. We found out yesterday through a label meeting at Fearless's headquarters that this will be the only album that they're releasing at this time, and every bit of their efforts are going to the Forever the Sickest Kids third full-length album release. So we could not be more pumped, because we see how pumped our label is right now and how excited they were on the songs. Dude, when they left the studio today, they were on fire after hearing these new songs. It was an insane feeling to have. It's like when your dad looks you in the eyes and tells you he's proud of you for something you did. You know,
right.
It's like we had the label tell us they are so stoked and proud of the songs that we have written after they left the studio today. It's just like, I don't know how I'm going to wait till June to put out this album, but they did tell us we'll have a couple singles out before then. So.
Cool. And Warped Tour obviously will be good. By the way, I'm riding with you guys for a week, so get ready.
Yeah, you're not riding with us again, Guns.
Come on! I'm very tell everybody out there, I'm very respectable when I'm on tour. I am.
You know what? You actually are, man. I tell you one thing.
Yeah.
If you let me continue to take your money at CeeLo, it's like you're paying to be on our bus anyway.
CeeLo! God.
It's all good.
It's CeeLo and Bones. Remember Bones?
Yeah, bring your dice. Yeah, bring 5 dice so we can play Bones.
Remember we saw Toy Story 3 together with Austin? That was great. Oh, man.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, we saw
I forgot about that.
Yeah, we were playing CeeLo in the movie theater. That went great.
Yeah. In other news, Caleb and Kyle got new haircuts that they're not revealing until the photo shoot of this album.
Really? That could be interesting. Huh.
Caleb might look as good as you do.
Oh, yeah, damn right. I'm a baller. Yo, I heard, speaking of Caleb, I heard you, how'd your go-kart race go the other day?
Yeah, so have you ever done that, dude, that indoor kart racing?
No, because I'm normal.
Oh, okay, you're normal, so you wouldn't have done that, right?
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, Caleb, you know, I take racing very serious. I love all forms of racing, from drag racing to NASCAR, anything. And so I was super serious when we went out there to Irvine to race, and I gave it 110%, and Caleb won all 3 races the other day.
Wow, you actually admitted that you lost. Wow, surprised you admitted.
I mean, I got to. Credit where credit's due.
Right.
If you were talented at anything, I'd give you credit for it.
Right, besides balling in the act of balling, right?
That's the only thing I've known you to be good at. But hey.
Now, what else has been going on for you guys? Have you guys been, like, held up, like, you guys have been recording in, like, California, so did you guys get all, last time I know you guys were, like, had a whole entire house or something, you had the Death Star and a good part or something, like.
Yeah, actually, since Caleb's dad is so high up in the Marriott, we were able to get a residence in downtown Burbank. We're on the top floor in a little studio penthouse suite, I guess. It's got
all the listeners out there that are in Burbank right now, immediately rush to
down.
This hotel. Exactly.
Shoot, I just forgot about that.
Yeah, all the Burbank listeners rush down to the hotel. They're at the top floor.
You know what? Let's go all the way. We're in room 5.
Hey! Yeah, cool, man. Yeah. Well, listen, we're stoked on all this. Hopefully we'll get a song out within the next couple weeks. How the Cowboys doing? Yeah, right. RG3 all over your face. Balding.
Okay, let's talk about the time that Guns went to the hospital for alcohol poisoning. He looks up at the nurse and he says, Guns dying would not be balling.
That is true.
Did that stop Gunn from his drinking problem? No, Gunn still drinks.
How did you remember that? I even forgot about that, clearly, as
Gunn's
I keep...
Gunn's dying would not be balling. Please save me, nurse. Yo,
our buddy Austin... Please save me, Gunn's dying would not be balling. Our buddy Austin got married. I went the wrong weekend. I thought it was the weekend after I showed up. Nobody was there.
Well, you'll be invited to my wedding. I'm probably the next one getting married, if I had to guess.
Well, that's great. Unfortunately, let's talk about Austin's wedding. Was it awesome? And did you guys miss me? They had a I heard they had a whole table just for me in the back.
Actually, since you just changed the subject to Austin's wedding and off me and my girlfriend, you're not invited to my wedding.
All right. Well, it happens. What do I want to talk to you about that for? God.
No, Austin's wedding was awesome. It was in the lovely area of the country known as New England.
Great.
It was awesome, man. He had a fantastic
My point
wedding.
Was, were you upset that I wasn't there? I don't care about the actual wedding, but the fact that I wasn't there.
I just said it was Gunsless.
Oh, there you go, balling.
If you'd listen to me instead of talk over me constantly and make this about the wrong thing, we're talking about music, not love life, not personal life.
Yo, so new album coming out sometime this summer. Fred the Sickest Kids. Anything else you want to say to everybody out there, Mr. Jonathan Cook?
I would have to say Gunn has been a friend of mine for close to 7 years now. Anybody who doesn't listen to the Gunn Show is missing out on one of the finest Americans known to man. His Republican values are well noted state to state.
Right.
Thank you, Gunn, for standing up and being such a strong Republican.
Red state to red state only, not the blue states, but definitely the red states, right? Listen, man, always a pleasure speaking with you. Shout out to everybody out there. Excited for this album. Keep in touch with us, all right?
All right. Thanks for the warning, Gunn. Talk to you soon.
Jonathan Cook, J-O-H-N. Love everybody except Jonathan Cook. Ballin'!
Here it goes again.
Do or die, we do the sweetest things. You and I, we both
break. Baby, light my fire.
Yeah. Hey. Paul and
Hey, thanks, Gunn. Thanks to everyone out there. Love you, Gunn.
Bye.